Dying Light by Stuart McBride.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. The street was dark as they entered the boarded-up building. Scruffy wee shites in their tatty jeans and hooded tops. Three men and two women, nearly identical with their long hair, pierced ears, pierced noses, and pierced God knew what else. Everything about them screamed, "Kill me." He smiled. They would be screaming soon enough. The squat was halfway down a terrace of abandoned two-story buildings, dirty granite walls barely lit by the dull streetlights, windows covered with thick plywood. Except for one on the upper floor, where a thin, sick-looking light oozed out through the dirty glass, accompanied by thumping dance music. The rest of the street was deserted, abandoned, condemned like its inhabitants, not a soul to be seen. No one about to watch him work. 11:30, and the music got even louder. A pounding rhythm that would easily cover any noise he made. He worked his way around the doorframe, twisting the screwdriver in time with the beat, then stepped back to admire his handiwork. 3-inch galvanized wood screws all the way around the door, holding it solid against the frame, making sure it stayed irrevocably.